I believe in this week's parasha, there's a certain tension that needs to be addressed. The pasuk says, "V'ata yigna na koch Hashem keshedibar telema Hashem erech apayim." And the question that the Sefer Imre Yitzchak asks is, the pasuk says, "Kasha dibar telema." Dibar telema, isn't that a redundancy, saying the exact same thing, same words? So he explains that the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, teaches us, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, K'shi Yisrael Zekukim L'Rachim, K'la Yisrael need mercy, Yasu L'Fonai K'Seid Azeb, they should do in front of me the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachmim, V'Yivashu, they should, and they will be saved. So the question here is, what is the intention when the Gemara tells us, when Chazal teach us that they should do kamida zeh? Doesn't mean that they should do the Yud Gimel Midas, they should do exactly what it says in the Yud Gimel Midas, or does it mean that we should say the Yud Gimel Midas, which we know we'd say often during the Yimei Slichas, and which we say by Kriyas HaTorah on the Yimei Tainis, on Tfeis Day. So what is what the Torah wants of us under these circumstances? So Rav Flah says, it's certain that what the Torah is telling us to do is to say the Yud Gimel Midas, because there's some Yud Gimel Midas that we as human beings cannot do. Hashem, Hashem, Kael, according to many, most Mepshutim, Kael, which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the first of the Yud Gimel Midas, and certainly we can't be Kael. So certainly what is expected of us is just to say the Shloish Eser Midas. And that's what we say when we say the Slichas. Kael Harei Solanu, the word Kael, which is the first of the Yud Gimel Midas, Harei Solanu is a proof that what is expected of us in the Yud Gimel Midas, Loi Mishloish Esrei, just to say the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, and by just saying the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, we will be Zoicha to the Yeshua that they can bring. And that's what the Pasuk means to say, says the Mir Yitzchak. V'ata yogel no koich Hashem, kashi dibarta, what did you tell us to do? Lamer, you told us, Lamer, that we should say the Yud Gimel Midas, and that's how we'll have Yeshua. On the other hand, the Sefer Tver Shloima says that the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Kiva would say, Masai Yogel Yodai, when will I have the opportunity to do Kiddush Hashem, as we say in Krishma, B'chol Nafshecha, Afilu Noitlos Nafshecha. And what Rabbi Kiva was actually saying, that as much as he said and believed, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol afilu noitlos nafshecha, ready to give up his life, it's not equivalent to doing it itself. And that's why he was asking and hoping that he should have the opportunity not just to say it, but actually to fulfill it, until it actually happened. Where did Rabbi Kiva learn this from? So the Tzvar Shlomo says, Rabbi Kiva learned this from the Yud Gimel Midas. It says, Kerech Apayim Rav Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somebody who is patient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, has patience and doesn't punish immediately. Where do we see that? Because we know, it says in Pirkei Avos, Basar Mamaros Nivra Olam, the world was created by Basar Mamaros. But a Kadosh Baruch and to give reward to the tzaddikim who keep the world that was created with Tema Maris to keep the world going, and just the opposite, Lipara, to pay back to the Rishayim who don't do so. But yet, it also says in Pirkei Avos that there were Asar Dairus. Mi'odam ad Noach, from time of Adam Rishon till Noach, there were 10 dairus. Le'idia kamach erech l'payim l'fonav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explains the Tver Shloima, could have created Adam Rishon, could have created Noach right after Adam Rishon, And when the people in the time of Adam HaRishon would have done what they did, the Averis they would have done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have punished them as he ultimately did with the Mabel. But it's not enough that just to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Erech HaPayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Lohaidia, it says the Lohaidia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to demonstrate. It's not just always enough to say something. What is necessary is to do. And therefore, just recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Erech HaPayim was not enough. What was necessary was also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show his Ariches HaPayim. And how did he show his Ariches HaPayim? By waiting 10 generations until he actually brought the punishment that those people, that the people of the Dor HaMabul were deserving of. The Majid Rebbe in the Sefer Divrei Yisrael says that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, here it says Erech HaPayim V'Rav Chesed, in Tehillim it says Erech HaPayim Ugdol Chesed. What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you have a person that listens how he's taunted and remains quiet. That's why he's called a chassid. That's why David HaMelech said, God, Erech HaPayim, if somebody is an Erech HaPayim, if somebody demonstrates in his life this madrega of Erech HaPayim, Ugdol Chassid, he's the individual who's a chassid. But not only is that he's a Goyal Chassid, it shows that he's a great chassid, he explains. And he's following the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that he's an Erech HaPayim, that he also, by acting this way, shows that he's a chassid. But there's another point. Ugdol Chassid, if we want to be benefiting of the Chasdei Hashem, then what we need to do is be Erech HaPayim. We have to show this patience, and patience even for people who we don't necessarily want to have patience for, but we have to show that patience. But the Pasuk continues. The Pasuk says, in our Parashavim, Chai Oni V'Yimolei Kfar Hashem Es Kol Ha'aretz. What does this Pasuk come to teach us? Says the Tver Shloim again. Klai Yisrael, at that point, after the Chet HaMeraglim, and that was following the Chet HaEgel, were told that they will not go into Eretz Yisrael. That was the day of Tisha B'Av, which is the day, as the Gemara Masechet Tanis Daf Chof Tesom and Aleph teaches us, is a day of Echil of Doiris, a day of terrible tragedy, because then we were told about the Golus and the suffering that we will have. But all of that, he explains, is really just the opening to the Yeshua. What we are suffering, but what keeps us recognizing, we realize that the Geula, as soon as the Golus began, that is when the Geula began. Because every step of Golus and every step of suffering is one step closer to the Yeshua. He says that's Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim, L'chol Tichla, to all pain, resicates. There's an end to all of that pain. And therefore, the Pasuk is telling us that even though we're not experiencing the Geula yet, but v'chol am royis as a koilis, we may not yet experience it, but we say that we recognize that it is around the corner. Shema Yisrael, every Jew declares three times a day, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that even if we're living in a world where it is Elokeinu, we live in a time in a world where there's a Midas Hadin, we recognize that there's going to be a better world. There's going to be a world of B'yamahu Yashem Echad, Shema Echad. There will just be Hashem. There will just be a manifestation of the Midas. There will just be a manifestation of the Midas Rachmim. As the Pasuk says, Rei B'tov Yerushalayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Even in our lifetime, where we unfortunately are not living in a time and a place that we are able to see the Tov Yerushalayim, but we weren't able to experience the Tov Yerushalayim. But we have to live with Re'eh B'Tov Yerushalayim. We have to feel it, even though we can't see it. And that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says to us that even though Klal Yisrael is suffering, and that's when they were suffering, particularly after they did the terrible Chet HaMeraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, V'ulam Chai Ani, I Hashem, I'm always here. Sometimes we're zoche to see it very clearly, and sometimes it's not that clear. But we recognize that V'yimolei Chvayit Hashem, Kol Aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives, and the Hashem is here forever. And we live with that belief, then the Hashem is taka here. And that's what we'd learn from this week's parasha. When we could say it, and when we could do it, when we could follow the exact Gimel Yud Midas HaRachmim, fantastic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is able to be marach af and wait, and not have to act immediately. But whether the right approach is to say, or the right approach is to do, it all has to come to one point. That all of our actions should be here with the recognition that that there's Kvod Hashem in the whole world, and it is our objective and it's our part in this creation of the world is to be megala, to reveal that Kvod Hashem that's al kol haaretz.